Welcome to 5-Minute Murder from 5minutemurder.com, where every week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, a serial killer, or an assassination in about 5 minutes. Please consider leaving us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and if you like the show and would like to support us more directly, by, say, buying us a coffee, then please head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 13, The Murder of Emmett Till. The murder of Emmett Till in 1955 remains one of the most harrowing and significant events in the history of the American civil rights movement. Emmett Till, a 14-year-old African-American boy from Chicago, was brutally killed in Mississippi after being accused of flirting with a white woman. His death and the subsequent trial that allowed his killers to walk free exposed the deep-seated racism that permeated the American South and sparked outrage across the nation. The murder of Emmett Till would become a catalyst for the growing civil rights movement, a symbol of the violent oppression faced by black Americans. Emmett Till was born on the 25th of July, 1941, in Chicago, Illinois. Raised by his mother, Mamie Till, Emmett grew up in the relatively more progressive North, where segregation laws were not as deeply entrenched as in the South. In August 1955, Emmett traveled to Money, Mississippi, to spend the summer with his great-uncle, Mose Wright. For Emmett, it was a chance to visit family and experience life in the rural South. However, he was unaware of the dangers that his race posed in a region where the color of his skin made him a target. On the 24th of August, 1955, Emmett and a group of friends entered Bryant's Grocery and Meat Market in Money, a small store owned by Roy Bryant and his wife, Carolyn. According to later testimonies, Emmett, who was known for his playful personality, allegedly whistled at Carolyn Bryant as he left the store. This act, while innocent in Emmett's eyes, was considered a grave offense in the deeply racist society of the South, where any perceived interaction between a black man and a white woman was seen as a serious violation of social norms. Word of the incident quickly spread, and on the 28th of August, Roy Bryant and his half-brother, J.W. Milam, sought out Emmett at his great-uncle's home. Armed and enraged, they abducted the boy in the middle of the night. Mose Wright, powerless to stop them, later testified that Bryant and Milam had taken Emmett at gunpoint despite his pleas for mercy. Emmett was driven to a remote location where he was brutally beaten and tortured. The men then shot him in the head, tied a 70-pound cotton gin fan around his neck with barbed wire, and threw his body into the Tallahatchie River. 3 days later, Emmett's mutilated body was discovered. His face was so disfigured that he was only identified by a ring he wore, engraved with his father's initials. The savagery of the murder was shocking, but the reaction of Emmett's mother would prove even more impactful. Mamie Till made the courageous decision to have an open casket funeral in Chicago, allowing the world to see the horrific reality of what had been done to her son. Thousands of people attended the funeral, and photographs of Emmett's mutilated body were published in Jet magazine and other black publications, sparking national and international outrage. In the weeks following the murder, Bryant and Milam were arrested and charged with kidnapping and murder. However, the trial, held in Sumner, Mississippi, was a farce from the start. The court was dominated by an all-white, all-male jury, reflecting the deeply segregated society in which the crime had taken place. Despite overwhelming evidence, including the testimony of Mose Wright, who bravely pointed out Bryant and Milam in the courtroom, the jury deliberated for only 67 minutes before delivering a verdict of not guilty. The acquittal of Bryant and Milam was a devastating blow to the Till family and the wider black community, but it also served to galvanize the burgeoning civil rights movement. The case became a national symbol of the racial injustice that plagued America, highlighting the dehumanizing effects of segregation and the brutal violence used to maintain white supremacy. The images of Emmett's body, alongside the injustice of the trial, moved people to action. Civil rights leaders, including Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King Jr., cited the murder of Emmett Till as a turning point in the fight for racial equality. In a shocking twist, just months after the trial, Bryant and Milam admitted to the murder in a paid interview with Look magazine. Protected by the legal principle of double jeopardy, which prevents someone from being tried twice for the same crime, they freely confessed to the killing, detailing how they had beaten and killed Emmett. Their admission, while unsurprising to many, added a new layer of outrage to an already incendiary case. For decades, the murder of Emmett Till continued to haunt the American consciousness. It was not until 2004, nearly 50 years later, that the U.S. Department of Justice reopened the case, prompted by new information and renewed public interest. Emmett's body was exhumed, and an autopsy confirmed that he had died from a gunshot wound to the head. However, despite the re-examination of the case, no new charges were brought, and the killers had long since passed away. In 2017, Carolyn Bryant, whose accusation had set the tragedy in motion, revealed in an interview that she had fabricated parts of her testimony. She admitted that Emmett had never made any physical or verbal advances towards her, a confession that came too late to offer justice for Emmett Till, but further cemented the case as a symbol of the dangerous power of lies, racism, and violence. The legacy of Emmett Till's murder remains deeply ingrained in the history of the civil rights movement. His death became a powerful symbol of the systemic racism that African Americans endured, and the injustice surrounding his case continues to resonate in discussions about race and equality in America. The brutal killing of a 14-year-old boy for a perceived slight underscores the extreme violence used to maintain the racial hierarchy in the Jim Crow South, and the subsequent acquittal of his murderers exposed the failings of the American justice system when it came to protecting black lives. Today, Emmett Till is remembered as a martyr of the civil rights movement, his death serving as a rallying cry for those fighting against racial inequality. His story remains a reminder of the horrors of racial violence and the enduring need for justice and equality. In 2022, Congress passed the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act, a law that designates lynching as a federal hate crime, a long-overdue acknowledgement of the injustices that his murder exposed to the world. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not check out our other 5-Minute podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute History, 5-Minute Mysteries, and 5-Minute Warfare. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.